Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
First and foremost, thank you for joining us. Second of all, congratulations on the new deal. We can't wait to see what dinner spot you pick out for us when you want to invite us to a good spot.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much, guys. No, you guys name a spot, and we can grab dinner.
All right. Well, we'll take care of that for sure. Don't worry about that, buddy. Hey, look.
Yeah, exactly.
An 8-year extension. You've got the year left. So that's 9 more years here in St. Louis. How important was it for you to get that long-term deal with the St. Louis Blues to stay here as long as possible?
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Obviously, this is kind of where I've only been and what I know. And I think just having the opportunity to hopefully play my whole career here in St. Louis is pretty special. So it's obviously a step in the right direction for that. And it's the team that took the chance on me in the draft that I missed out my first year. And in my second year, they took that chance on me. And so for that to kind of all come together and stuff like that, just it's pretty cool to me. So just a team that kind of has shown a lot of faith in me and has kind of had my back along the way. So I obviously want to stay here and sign long-term here is pretty special, and I'm looking forward to it.
Colt, not that it was like a long, drawn-out process, and I realize you were already under contract for this season anyhow, but like, were there any nerves going through the process or emotions there, or just the fact that you just wanted to get this done and get it over with? Because the game itself is hard enough, but you are like worried about like your life side and the business side of things. Were there any nerves leading up to signing this deal?
Not overly. I think, luckily, it happened very quickly, and it all came together pretty quickly once we started talking. So that was pretty – I really appreciated that, and that was awesome just from a personal standpoint. But, I mean, yeah, I've been fortunate that I haven't really had to go through that, I guess. And my second deal was RFA, but if I would have gone past this year, I would have become a UFA. So I don't know. I think, obviously, my main focus was – to be St. Louis Blue, and with them coming to me before this year even starts, obviously shows a lot to me. So that obviously impacted my decision and wanted me to even stay here more. So very happy to get that done, though. And kind of like you said, now I can just focus straight on hockey, and that's all there is to focus now is put my best game on the ice and help the team win.
Well, we look forward to seeing that. I do want to hear the story, though. Tell us how you pounded on the desk and yelled at Army for more money.
Yeah. Well, I was calling them all every day. No.
Colton Parayko joining us right now. Go ahead, Colton. Sorry.
It was good. No, I was just going to say it was good. It went by quick and everything was smooth, and it was awesome.
Colton Parayko joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Colton, when you look at the current roster right now, how much did that impact your decision to re-up with the Blues? In other words, you're looking around at your current teammates, and you're saying to yourself, all right, a lot of these guys are going to be around for at least the next couple of years, at least half of this contract extension. How much did that weigh into your decision?
No, that's a big part of it, and I think with the core group we got too, and kind of the guys like you mentioned that are going to be here for a while, it's an exciting group, and we're successful. And I think we got a lot of good pieces that point us in the right direction to have a very good team and a competitive team that's going to give us a chance to get in the playoffs. And then not even that, just make a run for another Stanley Cup. So I don't know. I think one of the biggest factors is just being on a competitive team and a team that's always has that chance to get in the playoffs. And obviously, whenever you get in the playoffs, you have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. So just want to be on a team like that. I think just the teammates themselves, too, that are here have also had a big impact. And another reason why I wanted to stay, I think just the group that we have is special group. And just the guys that we have in that locker room is They're just fun to be around. I think we all gel really well. We have just a good atmosphere, and I think that kind of goes unnoticed sometimes in a locker room, is just how fun it is and what kind of guys you got in that locker room. So not always is it about term and things like that. And I think sometimes it's about the guys that are around you and who you're surrounded with, and I think that's a big part of it for me.
So, Colton, as you go into this season here, obviously being healthy is the number one thing for you and for the St. Louis Blues. You know, how are you? How is your back doing? And, you know, how was the summer as far as recovery and training and being ready for training camp?
No, yeah, summer was awesome. Specifically, obviously, for just kind of recovering and getting the back to normal. So, back feeling awesome, just like any other summer now and any other, I guess, a couple weeks out going into camp. So that's exciting. Been skating every week, pretty much every day. So all has been good. Like I said, been feeling just as good as entering any other season. So I'm super excited about that because, yeah, it wasn't very fun last year when just dealing with that. And I guess from a personal perspective, I've had pretty good luck with injuries so far throughout my career and haven't really had to deal with that. So it's not a lot of fun going through injuries, and just lucky that that's been my first one kind of, and hopefully continue to have more healthy years.
I think it was funny when Army was asked about your back and your health, and he said, look, he's got a hockey back. You know, you're never going to feel perfect, never going to end up being great. Can you kind of walk us through that, right? Because you know what it's like to play and feeling healthy, and then when you're playing, feeling compromised. What was the biggest difference for you? Like, how were you limited throughout the season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of different ways, I think. Just, I mean, obviously we have a unique stride, I think, the way that we play. There's so many different things. I mean, number one is just the speed, I think, of that we play the game at. And there's just such an awkward, there's no real way to kind of mimic your stride, I guess, off the ice, just unless if you're maybe doing band work or something. But even then, there's just no real way to almost mimic it. And so it's just difficult, I guess, when you have a back problem. There's your hips involved, you're pivoting, you're going forward, you're going backwards, you're stopping, you're starting. And then at that, you're doing it at full speed, and it's tough if I guess you got a back problem. So I think I've gained a new appreciation for people with back problems and back issues, and that's for sure. So tough to go through, but glad that it's all taken care of now.
Well, just wait till you get a little older and you're just walking up the stairs, and that's a challenge, all right? I'll tell you that much.
Seriously, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hear you there.
I feel it every day for about 20, 25 minutes in the morning. But as you head into this season, look, last year was a tough season, not just yourself for your back and whatnot, the ups and downs of the team itself, but a lot of that had to do with the health overall of many of your teammates and the fact that you guys missed so many man games due to injury. As you go into this training camp, it looks like everybody is coming into camp in good shape and healthy. I think Sonny is even making his way back out there on a regular basis. How exciting is it to have the full team back ready to go and the addition of Brandon Saad and Pavel Buchnevich?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting, Eric. We have everybody's ready to go. It sounds like you touched on Sonny, who's going to maybe be a little bit, but he's skating. He's looking good, full gear. So that's exciting stuff. But, I mean, we're a dangerous team when we're fully healthy, and obviously, injuries are a part of hockey, so knock on wood, but there's going to be injuries throughout the year. There's going to be ups and downs throughout the year, so just got to stick with it as a group. And kind of like we touched on earlier, it's just a great group that when we're all healthy, we have a good chance to win, and that's just the most exciting part. So that's what I look forward to the most, I think, is just coming to the rink, putting a good team on the ice, knowing that we have a chance to win every night we get to play, and that just makes it that much better.
Well, Colton, it's certainly a pleasure to have you on our show again. Thank you. Congratulations. Looking forward to watching you guys play this year.
I'm looking forward to the dinner.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, that too. I'm looking forward to dinner. Next time we'll have to do those questions again when we're back on the show.
There you go.
Think it was the questions.
Oh, yeah. We'll prepare something for you.
We could do that. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. I believe we were doing the questions, right?
Yeah, we were.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome, guys.
We'll put you through the ringer.
Thank you very much. Yeah, exactly. Well, not too hard, but.
Thanks, Colton.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We'll chat soon.
All right, sounds good. That's Colton Parayko here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.